Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Podcast. It's the first episode of 2024. It's been a lot going on, but I want to title this Going Out Sad. And, you know, 2024 started out pretty crazy. You had the Diddy and Cassie situation. You had the TD Jake situation. But now we have the Nicki versus Meg the Stallion beef. We even have the Benzino and Eminem reignited beef. And if you look at this beef as far as Nicki and Meg and Eminem and Benzino, I think you can actually say that the underdogs are on top. Eminem jumped on that lyrical Lemonade track and, you know, he threw a couple shots at Benzino. Benzino, trying to capitalize, released two diss tracks. And the latest one, Rap Elvis, pretty hard, man. I'm not going to sit here and fake. Then you had, let's go back to Meg versus Nicki. You had the Meg coming out and she released Hiss. And with the Hiss situation, she had that bar about Megan's Law. She had that bar about Party not being able to satisfy her sexually. So she took some shots. She released that song and Nicki was on Instagram for 15 years up there just talking crazy. And going out sad, man, Nicki is, I'm not going to say she's the greatest female MC of all time because she's not. But she is out of all the mainstream female rappers that are up there, I mean, anybody that's on her level as far as ability would have to be Doja Cat. But I think Nicki is pretty much, she's going out sad right now. If you was listening to the Twitter spaces with her and Joe Budden, you listen to her rants that she's went off on Meg for those 3 or 4 days. And to build up all these different things that she was saying and to build up this track and for it to be as weak as it was, I feel like, I don't know, she's going out sad. Even with the whole Meg situation, she signed to a publishing deal. She owns all her masters. And it's just like Meg is getting win after win. And it's just like Meg is winning because she's using all the things, the negative things that people say about her. She's flipping it into a positive. And all the negative things that people say about Nicki, she's just denying them. You know what I'm saying? And some news just came out that it's another person on her staff. With Nicki Minaj's social media manager, Pedro Velasquez, is also a registered child sex offender. So if you look at the situation in its entirety, man, like Meg pretty much crushed Nicki. Nicki put out a lackluster response and said, hey, say something else, and I'm going to release 5 diss tracks. Does she have 5? I hope not. But, you know, the Megan's Law, which is, you know, about the... So she had that line about Megan's Law. Any sex offender who knowingly fails to register or re-register or who knowingly provides materially false information to the sex offender in crimes against minor registry for failure to comply with the registration. So that's what Megan's Law is. So that bar is about Nicki. Father was about her brother but about her husband and about her social media manager. So, and Nikki pretty much admitted it when she said, "You go at my family." So, right there. And still she's going all these rants and she's just really going out sad. But the thing about it is Nikki has her fan base. What do they call them? The Barbs. So the song went number one and she's doing her, you know, Nikki's always going to do numbers. Even though the majority of the response to her Bigfoot track was lackluster and it was horrible, she still broke records and still did what she needed to do. Hiss, which personally I don't really like that song either, but I think the Hiss track hit a little harder than Bigfoot because Meg really didn't say anybody's name, but she killed a couple of birds with that one track. Took shots at Party, took shots at Tory, took shots at Nikki. And though she didn't say their names, you know exactly who she was talking about. So she releases that song, which is doing number one, which is doing big, big things. And then she signed that deal where she owns all her masters and everything. So she's winning. And Nikki is just getting embarrassed. And she's going out pretty bad, man. So it's been a crazy, couple of months into 2024. And some of the respected people in the industry is getting pretty much embarrassed. I don't know, man. It's a crazy situation that we're in. Eminem, Benzino, Meg, Nikki. It's pretty disastrous couple of months. But let's hope that in the next couple of weeks we'll have something like an Andre 3000 actual album, maybe a Outkast reunion, maybe a Kendrick or J. Cole album. And in hip hop, the next couple of months would be decent instead of this unnecessary beefing and tearing each other down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until then, be safe.